For the fall season upon us here in the tri-state region, lots of different fall activities are scheduled to go on, have been going on, and will continue to go on. Very busy time of the year. But right now we're going to talk about one of those activities, which has been around for a long time. It's the annual Kent Pumpkin Run, which this year enters its 43rd year on October the 27th in Kent, Connecticut. And once again, from the Chamber of Commerce, we have Tim Good. Tim, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning to you, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. 43 years for the Kent Pumpkin.
43 years. Can you believe that? It's just amazing, right?
That really is. It's coming up on Sunday, October 29th, on the Kent Green, well, starting in and around and ending on the Kent Green in Kent, a five-mile race. This really is one of the biggest events that really happens people-wise in Kent all year long.
It is. I mean, you know, since I've been involved with the Kent Chamber, you know, this event never ceases to amaze me. It's a total community spirit that drives this. You know, we get there's a serious element of the runners who come. Some of the runners are very serious contenders in these events throughout the year. And, you know, yet we have this community spirit. It's not only the runners and the people who dress up and, you know, have costumes and so on, but it's also, you know, the people come out and cheer all around the course. It's just quite astounding, really.
Well, that's the funny thing. The pictures that I've seen and that I think most people have seen of the different costumes, people seem to get more and more creative each one of those 48 years.
They sure do. You know, I mean, some people, you know, most, they just run individually, but others, they join, you know, a costume that contains all three people or two people and even sometimes six, you know, with a six-pack or something like that. It's just, like, quite amazing how people get into the spirit of this. And at this time of the year as well, with all the colour that's going on, it's just an amazing spectacle.
And of course, now the race once again, the run actually is the 27th, which is a Sunday in October. You can pre-register before the 18th of October. That's $25.
Correct.
And you can also register right. You can register the day right up to the day of the race, right?
You can. You can actually register. You know, 9:30 in the morning up until 11:45. I mean, literally just 15 minutes before the race.
Now,
so anybody who wants to just do that at the very last minute, if they feel up to it, then they sure can do that.
The first 500 registered runners receive a commemorative T-shirt. If you want to register online, by the way, kentpumpkinrun.com. Pretty simple, kentpumpkinrun.com. You know, and what I find, it shows you how big this race is. A lot of races don't have 500 entries, but the first 500 get T-shirts that are registered.
Yes. I mean, like last year, just so you know, we had 600, and that didn't include the 150 kids who also run on a short race that we do around the field, you know, for safety purposes, of a half a mile or 1 mile. And that starts at 11:15 in the morning, just prior to the Pumpkin Run proper race. And, you know, all kids can come along. There's prizes for all the kids. And it's, you know, it's just great. You know, there's an entry fee of $5 on the day, but it's free up until October the 18th.
You know, and what's great about it is, you know, we do talk about it as being an event, and there's a lot of fun in. But we remind people that the top three finishers overall, male and female, win prize money, and designer mugs will then be awarded to the top three finishers in all age divisions.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, you know, we try and encourage the runners to come back every year. We offer these prizes, and hence the reason we also do the commemorative race T-shirt, which, you know, I've seen them strung up before like a clothesline, and they're all there. You know, we collect one every year, and here we are 43 years later, and we've still, you know, we've got 43 of them. But yeah, it's quite amazing. But the Chamber of Commerce does put this on, but, you know, the Kent Green has done an amazing job with this as well over the years. You know, they always host this. You know, they're very nice to do this. And then, you know, Davis IGA, they also sponsor all the food, you know, for the runners when they come back. So they're not dehydrating and so on and so forth. So it's just a great community spirit with different people, Sharon Hospital and Union Savings Bank and so on, all getting involved in this.
You know, and if people want to see the full list of people that help underwrite and sponsor this, when you go to our RobinHoodRadio.com on-demand page and find this interview, you'll see the full list. We'd like to put the full list of all the different businesses and corporations and people that get together to help make this possible, because it wouldn't really be possible without the support that you get from your community businesses.
That is so. And also, you know, this is also, we're into the seventh year now of Julia's Wings, which is the, you know, the foundation that was set up for Julia Melson, who unfortunately, you know, lost her battle with aplasty anemia. And so, you know, that's another component of this, you know, which we're very proud to be involved with that group and helping to help with that program.
You know, if you go to KentPumpkinRun.com, what's great about that site is you can see different pictures where you see actual runners. You can see runners that are running for just the plain fun of it, but you can also get the full deal of what goes on and how important it is from the food bank, from the Hope Faith Cure, and it. It really has come together to be not only a Kent event, even though it's the Kent Pumpkin Run, but I actually think it's a region-wide event that serves the tri-state region, and especially the surrounding communities of Kent. And it's, I look at it and I say this has been something that takes 48 years to get to where it is now. I mean, I can imagine what it was like when it first started off, and I'm not sure anybody when this first started off imagined what it would be like almost 50 years later.
No, not at all. I mean, here we are. You know, like you said, 50 years. Who would have thought? You know, and I'm actually involved as well with the Northwest Corner in community events and things. And you know, people talk to me and they encourage this every year. They say, "You guys have got probably, you know, one of the better events in the Northwest Corner." You know, there's a lot of events out there, but you know, this has sort of really stood the test of time.
And your course, by the way, has flats. Yes. It's got hills. It's got uphills. It's got downhills. I mean, it really is. This is a runner's course that, you know, if you really want to run it for serious time, this is quite a significant course.
It is, and the other thing as well, which I think is important to note, you know, I mean, this is on country roads, and it goes up Main Street, goes onto the cobble, and then comes back down 341. And, you know, the police are there, and they do an amazing job every year. So they make the course incredibly safe, and, you know, there's no issues as far as that's concerned. And so, you know, this also, all of these people, all of these different community members and so on, they make this such an incredible event that, you know, just continues year after year.
Well, once again, the 43rd annual Kent Pumpkin Run, Sunday, October 27th, noon on the green in Kent. Pre-register before October 18th, $25. The entry fee up to the race day is $30. You do encourage costumes. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely, we do. We totally do that.
And once again, if you want to register online or get more information, kentpumpkinrun.com. And Tim, have you ever run in this?
I have not. The last time I did any running like this was back in England, and that's as far as I'm going to go with that conversation.
I know. I've always said to everybody in my life, I said this way back in high school to my phys ed teacher, who was Ed Taberski. Mr. Taberski, I've never found anything worth running for, and I've never yet seen anything yet scary enough to run from. So
that's exactly right. Yes, I mean, I'm there. I am there to support it, and I'm there every year to you know, bring those runners home. But I think that's where I'll cut it off there at that point.
All right. Once again, KentPumpkinRun.com. Tim, always nice to speak to you.
You too, Marshall. Enjoy the rest of the week.